Okay, Penguin's doing his thing over here, and then Deadshot is hunting Bruce Wayne
down.
Did
you say gay penguins?
What was that?
Did you say gay penguins?
No,
yeah,
the
why wouldn't
penguin
he? Yeah.
is doing his thing over here, but I guess gay penguins.
I'm pretty sure you said gay.
Why did you focus on gay penguins?
Why are you focused on it? How drunk are you?
I just
you
heard
right
you
now?
Say gay. I just heard you say gay penguins over here doing their thing.
Ooh, that
That'll
was a
do.
Good one.
Yeah.
That'll do.
I didn't hear anybody else's claps, which is
My spike wasn't what I wanted, but hopefully Joe...
Sorry, managed. I was overcompensating for the last one that you were mocking me for.
I just...
I clapped real hard on that one.
Hi, everybody. It's Sitsock.
It's Sitsock!
This is Kendrick.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And Kevin's here.
And, just
and I'm calling out Joe for his pathetic, sad... simpering excuse for a clap last
okay.
episode.
Let me clarify. So,
is that what
told,
that thing was in the Discord?
That's what
it,
yeah, that's
what
we're
that
talking
was.
About.
Exactly. You couldn't tell what it was because it was such a pathetic clap.
So here's what happened in my brain. When we were doing the clap, I realized, like, as my hands were coming together, I realized how close to the actual mic they were. And in my brain, it was like, oh, that's going to be fucking loud, and it's going to hurt everyone's ears, it's going to be a problem. And before, like, again, this is in, like, the microsecond transition before they're impacting. So the brain sent the signal to my arms, and it was just like, all right, fuck it, no energy then. And it was just like, dick. And then I was like, oh, fuck, he's not even going to hear that now. But I can't bring that up because we're not supposed to talk about the clap. That we're doing to sync the audio because you don't want to go behind the scenes of the thing you're fucking doing. So, but now we're bringing it up. So I guess anything's game now.
We yeah, talk about let's, the clap. Let's just listen to Kendrick edit an episode for an entire podcast.
That would be
that's,
like
now that it's worth its game.
Just point a shotgun a mic at your computer. So we're just hearing. And then in the background, you're just
giggling and then swearing.
Yeah.
Okay, so. On to the real meat and potatoes of this podcast.
Meat and potatoes.
Delicious.
The real clams and chowder of this podcast.
The real cock and balls.
The real, wow, what? I was talking about food stuff. What are you doing?
Cock Apparently he's also talking I mean, about food stuff.
The real Rocky Chicken, Mountain
chickens,
whiskey.
Chickens and
cock
meat,
and
no,
balls.
No, chickens and meatballs. What are you talking about? Like,
All right. But Kevin is like the
Snowflake.
Quintessential person to give everybody the experience of being the person who gets to say that they're the lucky 10,000, meaning that like everybody that is around Kevin constantly gets to show Kevin things that he doesn't know and experience them with him. And it's like a glorious blessing from whatever gods you worship that Kevin hasn't
Corn.
Done anything. He's done so much that isn't stuff that's relevant that we all get to show him all the relevant things that are cool. So, one of the things that Kevin just did...
It's a really weird backhanded compliment, I think.
Is that yeah, he just finished watching, chronologically, all of the Marvel movies. He did this earlier with Star Wars, and I think we talked about it. So if you haven't seen that podcast, I'm just going to...
Spoiler!
If you haven't seen that podcast...
The Marvel movies.
Yeah, this one's for the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, you just really, like, literally just the other day finished watching Spider-Man Far From Home, which is the most currently released Marvel film.
And you finally yep. beat me.
Oh,
me too.
Shit.
I also
You guys haven't
seen
that one?
No.
Yeah, I only watched
you guys
the...
supposed to watch it and so we could talk about it?
No,
that's
I
okay.
watch the good Marvel movies.
We don't have to talk about that.
Okay, Kendrick.
No,
you don't even know if it's good. You haven't seen it yet.
I've seen enough and it's been out long enough that I feel like talking about not getting spoiled is a bitch move, so...
Kendrick is just trying to troll me and Kevin, who are actual Spider-Man fans and like don't really see much wrong with Spider-Man movies. He's just being a baby.
There was a good Spider-Man movie once.
Do you need your diaper changed, baby, or can we talk about the Marvel movies?
Yes, drive here and clean up my shit.
I already do that in my dreams. So Kevin, what do you think about
Weird
the Marvel movies? So like, let's get a primer. Like, what movie do you think is your favorite? And yeah, I'm asking the hard questions. This is like Dateline.
How is that a hard question?
That's a hard
because
question.
Because he doesn't know the answer to it?
That's a hard one.
Just name
See,
a movie and
said,
then let not, the anger wash over you. That's what I do.
I don't know if I could choose a favorite.
How about character?
This? Instead of
a least favorite, maybe?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
I mean, the Hulk was okay.
I'm not even sure that most people consider that MCU, even though it definitely is.
Are you talking about a character or a movie?
A movie. Yeah. Not character. But I like the Hulk in this series. The Hulk was awesome.
Go ahead.
Then, secondly, Black Panther didn't click as much.
Wow, racist.
Racist.
Well,
fucker.
That's too easy of a joke. I'm not going there.
Where you draw the line?
Yeah.
It was cool. Actually, in the end, it was really cool because of all the technology and culture clash, kind of came together really well. But it took a while. But
did you not click with Black Panther because you weren't a young kid in Orlando, or was it not Oakland, that had to deal with
I'm pretty sure
racism.
That's more racist than what I said.
No, it's not. I'm just asking if you couldn't commiserate because you're
not. Nope, can't confirm. It was more racist.
Guys, shut
Kevin,
up.
Kevin, let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Instead of best, worst, least, favorite, whatever, just speak to a scene or a part of the movie of any of the movies that is sticking with you right now. Something that just springs to mind as an awesome movie making moment that you just really resonated.
And then write an essay on why that's relevant to this culture and what it's
500 words, single spaced.
Fuck Kyle, Joe, kill yourself in space. Kevin
space.
Goes, like,
it's a lofty goal. How is Joe going
to
get to space?
I gotta get to space.
He's going to get on board the Dragon and he's going to fly to the ISS and we're going to kick him into space and then he pisses himself. It's going to glitter off into the sunset.
Kevin.
No, that's a beautiful
answer. Kendrick's exam question.
There's some very obvious sort of pieces that stick out, right? Of course, the snap, spoiler alert, that was rough to take at first.
Powerful.
You just described the snap and said spoiler alert without spoiling anything.
Well, yeah, probably so, but I mean, I didn't know what happened.
Clever.
I was able to avoid spoilers. Megan and I, we had known nothing, which is cool.
It still amazes me.
I pretty much think that just means you have good friends.
Yeah.
More than anything else.
You don't have a shitty social group.
In fact, there's probably a few sit-socks I have to go back and watch now because I skipped them intentionally, from years ago. But, of course, the next one, spoiler alert again, when Stark comes and saves the day and he's the one that takes the heat for everyone. Yeah, that was
not a spoiler either.
Yeah.
You can't say spoiler alert and then not spoil anything. People are looking forward to the spoilers so they can get
spoiler
mad.
Spoiler alert.
Iron Man dies.
Okay. Those were the really obvious ones, but there was other pieces and parts little things in Iron Man 3 when he makes friends with that kid
cool.
When all hope is gone and it's just like, yeah, that was crazy. And then a lot of Civil War stuck with me because that was when mm-hmm. Spider-Man came in. And I mean,
about Winter Soldier? What did you feel about that? A lot of people feel like that's one of the best ones. How did you feel about it?
It wasn't my favorite. I mean, I didn't hate it or anything, but it wasn't as interesting. I think I found the Thor movies the most interesting. I thought they were just way the hell out there.
What'd you think of the third Thor movie?
What was it called again?
Ragnarok.
Thor Ragnarok.
Oh yeah, that was crazy. That was awesome.
That was Taika Waititi.
Yeah,
that's what.
Yeah. It was insane
about that one.
We watched so many movies in the last. It took us about 1 week to watch every single one. So
that is a ridiculous pace.
Yeah, we watched a couple a day basically. So
I've done that for catching up, but as far as watching for the first time, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, no, we were way into them. In fact,
that's
I couldn't
see adventure.
I'm having trouble shutting off. I just want to keep watching Marvel stuff. Luckily, Kyle let me borrow Spider-Man for the PS4, so I've been
nice.
Yeah. Probably one of the best games of last year, by the way, if you've ever played it. It basically combines all the craziness that is any good Spider-Man game you've ever played with all of the best parts of Arkham, the Arkham games from the Batman series.
See, I had said that in the past. I thought if they were going to make another Spider-Man game, they should use that same engine because it's perfect for that.
And well, it what's is cool, perfect, what's it turns cool
is,
out.
Is the team that did the Infamous games. I don't know if you guys ever played those.
Oh, nice.
But they familiar with them? They did the Spider-Man game, but they, yeah, you could definitely tell they were looking at Batman being like, that works really well. That's a good thing. That is what we should put in our game.
I mean, it's got, like, Batman, all the Batman games have spider sense.
Yeah, no.
It's the same little symbol for the counters. He's just like, yeah, no, just put a Batman or a Spider-Man costume on Batman and you've got a Spider-Man.
Well,
and make him like 80% less jacked, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I was telling Kyle, it's like, it's a polar opposite because the Spider-Man is inherently kind of goofy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He's got that kind of dad sense of humor when the Batman games are like, everything is awful and everything is dark. So
very shades of gray and black.
I appreciate that kind of lighter touch. It's got a lot lighter feel, but yeah.
I never got to the third Arkham game, Arkham City or whatever.
Or Arkham Knight.
Arkham Knight.
Maybe, I don't remember. But that's the one that had like the most open world feel to it, right? Like where you could literally drive around.
You drive around with Arkham,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's kind of what I liked about this Spider-Man game too, is like, because it was so open world, it meant that you didn't have... You had, like, one overarching story, right? But there were so many different paths you can go down on the sides to, like, do various different things. And you actually finish, like, story arcs. Like, you do a whole arc for one like, villain, and then a whole... And then you do some interim stuff, and then a whole nother arc comes up. And that's just the one game. Like, it's not, like... And then there's expansion content on top of that, which I thought was a pretty... I don't know if Arkham ever did that kind of thing where, like... You know, usually it centers around one contiguous story, at least in the first and the second one, right?
Yeah.
And I thought that was a cool aspect. I think that's a cool aspect, well, yeah, Kevin, I mean, about this game is like, you just like, it's like playing a few episodes of Spider-Man.
Sure. Yeah.
I think Arkham City expanded on that a little bit more because like the first Arkham, Arkham Asylum had a couple where it was like one streamlined story and you're kind of fighting the roster along the way. But Arkham City had, like, okay, Penguin's doing his thing over here, and then Deadshot is hunting Bruce Wayne
down.
Did
you say gay penguins?
What was that?
Did you say gay penguins?
No.
Yeah,
the Penguin is doing his thing over here, but I guess gay penguins.
I'm pretty sure you said gay.
Why did you focus on gay penguins?
Why are you focused on it? How drunk are you right
now?
I
just heard you say gay penguins over here doing their thing.
Actually, what was the third one? It was Arkham
Knight. So it's Knight. Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, Arkham Knight.
No, there was one in between. It was Arkham.
There was the Telltale one.
Oh, okay.
That was like the Black Mask. And
there was only
Arkham
three
Origins?
Main Arkham games.
I believe.
Are you thinking Arkham Origins?
Arkham Origins. Yes.
That was one. Yeah.
Origins was the one that had like eight different, like, very serious bosses. From the Batman
wasn't
series.
Wasn't that the one that was like the side-scrollery one, though?
No, huh?
No. There was another one. So, yeah, there's actually been
that
a
That was
lot
Arkham
of
Go Fuck Yourself. Kyle.
There was four. There was four.
That was like something of the Black Mask or whatever. I remember. Arkham Origins had one of my favorite boss fights. Because you fight this guy called the Electrocutioner.
Yep.
And it sets it up like
Deadshot.
Yeah,
was it Deadshot?
Sex Electrocutioner.
It had, like, eight very serious boss fights. Like, eight of the traditional Batman bosses all in a row. That was the whole point of it.
Bane was like, that's kind of something you'll see in the Spider-Man game, too, when you keep going. Is
sweet.
Like, when the Sinister Six comes around, it's pretty fucking epic.
Yeah.
But let's shift back real quick.
Yeah, let's move back off of DC.
So
back on
the Marvel movies, do you feel like a sense of completion after watching all that stuff? Like you just got tugged off or something? Like your hammer tugged you off the ground? Or is it like more like you just want, like, are you more focused on what's happening next? Or are you kind of like this is a one solid story, you know?
I feel like the story was pretty solid, but I feel like I don't want the universe to end. I want to watch more. In fact, I think we might dig into the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and those little
shorts. That's stuff that's already happened, though, right?
Well,
like, so you can watch it, but I want to know, like, what's happening in the future, right? Like,
right, yeah.
Is that it?
It can't be, though. I mean, we have
the Corona kill off.
Well, there's a huge lineup of movies still set up.
Right.
That, yeah. And the shows that are on Disney Plus too, with Mandalorian doing so well, it'll be really interesting to see how good, you know, WandaVision and Winter Soldier and Falcon and what is the other one? Loki are gonna do.
Yep.
Yeah.
We love Loki. He was insane. That was a fun one to watch.
Mm-hmm. I really kind of miss that the Defenders series ones. Like, I thought some of those were pretty good. But there are ones that, like, really don't rub people the right way.
Well, a lot of them are canceled at this point, aren't they?
Because there's all of the Netflix shows are canceled. Yeah, that's correct.
I didn't really get a chance to get into them, because by the time I really actually sat down to start watching them, all of them were canceled. I was like, I really don't want to start a series, really enjoy it, and then realize there's no resolution to it whatsoever.
Well, I mean, imagine being the people that watched it in, like, the 3 or 4 years it was running.
Yeah. Joe, make sure you don't watch Lost.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of shows... I wouldn't think of it that way. Most of the series are, like, pretty contained. I mean, there's definitely hangers on the end of the series. The ones that feel the most abrupt are definitely Iron Fist and Luke Cage. Those ones feel like they got cut short for no reason. And, like,
I never caught the second season of Luke Cage, I don't think. And Iron Fist, I couldn't finish.
The second season, or the first season, or the second season? They fixed the second season, so it wasn't as... It didn't have a lot of the main criticisms that the first season had.
He's just such a punk.
Yeah.
That's, I kind of want to punch him in the dick.
That's just kind of Danny Rand. He's kind of a doucher. And you're like, why do I like this guy? You're like, oh, because he's got a really cool kung fu background, I guess.
But he only uses it once a season to win the day forever. Otherwise, he just gets his ass kicked.
Yeah, that's true in the first season. But... Anyway, like, they were talking about bringing some of those characters back, potentially, like, especially Charlie Cox's Daredevil, because it was, or the other series that I thought was really good that super, like, different than the rest is Punisher. The Punisher series is like, very interesting, because they set it in, like, a post-military kind of, like, a lot of the stuff has to deal with, like, deals with, like, PTSD and things that happen when you're in the military and... all that stuff, and I thought that was kind of an interesting way to, like, throw the Punisher, because it wasn't, like, the classic Punisher. I mean, it is. He kills a lot of people, but it's just kind of its own interesting thing, so.
I think I watched part of that, too. Sometimes what will happen is over Thanksgiving, my family will put on a show in the background for, like, 3 days, and so I'll, like, catch bits of it, but not necessarily, like, absorb all of it.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like we watched part of that one.
The next movies coming out are, like, weird ones that a lot of people have never heard of. Like, the main one being this one called The Eternals. Have you guys heard about that?
No.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, I don't know anything about The Eternals, Joe. Do you know anything about that?
A little bit. So, I just... Most of my experience with The Eternals comes from what I remember from the actual Infinity War comic series. Because they played a much bigger role in that fairly late into the game. Mm. And that was kind of one of the things that really steered off from like the MCU as compared to like the source for Infinity War, is that it was a lot of things just straight up didn't happen. They changed some origin and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Infinity War in the MCU is like, I mean, dare I say, completely different than what's in the comics.
Oh, absolutely. Which
I
love it. It's cool. It's a great, you know, thing, because that way I didn't know what was going on, knowing what was happening in like the comic. I had some references and I got some of the smaller Easter eggs, but as far as like the Eternals are, they're like cosmic power level entities. That they only showed up at the very end and kind of introduced themselves when Thanos had already killed literally everybody else. And then they were like, yeah, we're coming in because we're literally the power behind reality. And he's like, oh, guess what, bitches? That's one of my stones. And killed them, too.
It also kind of seems weird because they established, like, the Avengers. And then, like, but the Avengers aren't all gone. Just, like, the original core is kind of missing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And... so they could still have, like, there's so many Avengers teams in the comics they could pull together to do more things.
Yeah,
like,
because there's
the whole Secret Wars thing that could happen, too, where, like, the Skrulls, like, basically fully infiltrated the world and start to take over humanity, and they have to, like,
well,
Nick
so that's,
a huge part
that's
of that.
Skrull invasion. Secret Wars is something entirely different.
Secret Invasion is what I'm thinking. Sorry.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I was.
Yeah. They named it. There's a Secret Wars, Secret Invasion, Secret Wars, the newest version, and then there's like another Secret Invasion that happens. So good on you, Marvel.
Comic books are dumb.
Yeah. So Black Widow looks good, and yeah, I'm hoping that ties
into this. Whoa! Why has it got to be Black Widow?
Okay, but it looks good, and I'm hoping it ties up some of the stuff that happened at the end of like Infinity War, or maybe even references it. We'll see. Because they like to do that shit in the stingers, right? Everybody know what a stinger is?
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. it's the like the weird shit they do after the credits or during the credits of the Marvel movies.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We missed most of those throughout this entire thing, and we thought
you didn't watch them.
No, we didn't watch any of them.
Dude.
The only one we knew of.
You missed a whole section of experience.
The only one we knew of was the. Because we went and saw Captain Marvel in the theaters, and we knew of that one.
Every single movie that you just watched over the last week has a stinger in
it. Wow. That's a lot to take in.
I think actually the Marvel movies coined that idea. I mean, I know it was around before, but people in cinema.
They really got into it.
Yeah, they got deep into it.
That makes sense.
Like, Guardians 2 has, five stingers, and people are like, is this too many?
Well, one thing to also note, we are not comic book readers. So this is, we're straight up cinema. That's it for us.
Nice.
We have no history.
Same. Cool.
But, I don't know. Maybe we should go back and watch that stuff because I feel like
You could probably find a YouTube video with every Marvel.
Yeah,
stinger.
That's probably true.
The nice thing is some of the stingers in most of the movies were generally scenes for one of the other movies. Like that happened at least 3 or 4 times. Because the stinger at the end of Captain America was actually the scene from the first
Civil
Avengers.
War? Yeah, okay.
Nick Fury goes to recruit him about the Tesseract.
I was thinking of Winter Soldier in the Vice. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and that one too. Because then, when they had the stinger with him and Falcon, and they've got Winter Soldier just, trapped in the Vice, and they're talking about him, and that was the scene from Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
So, yeah, there's a couple. And then there are a couple of them that are goofy. And the one actually bringing back to the Eternals, the stinger at the end of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
With Adam?
Yeah, with Adam Warlock. That's the reference they're doing, who was critical for the original comics. He was the one who actually beat Thanos at the end of it. So I thought that when the movies were going on, I thought they were going to do something with that. To kind of bring that into the fold, but they did nothing with it. So
they couldn't have done that because James Gunn got let go, so they
weren't. Oh, that's
able to
right.
Put that
yeah,
movie in.
I do remember that. But the
fucking Twitter.
Well, the bottom line is,
it was amazing.
Yeah, we had a hell of a ride. Like we were, oh man, it was a roller coaster. It was so much fun.
That's a delightful experience that I envy.
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
We're actually going back and rewatching some of them. Where we're rewatching the first Avengers, and there's a few more. We're just gonna kind of gloss back over.
I still love, as far as I'm concerned, sir. That is America's ass.
Yeah,
one of my favorite lines.
And then in Endgame, he's like, "That is America's ass," something like that.
I just like that. I could do this all day. Yeah, I know.
I get it. I know. So I was mistaken earlier. It looks like there's about 12 TV series coming out for Marvel in the next 2 years. So maybe they're shifting to something more like that. There's Hawkeye. There's a What If show. Miss Marvel, Moon Knight, and She-Hulk.
A Hawkeye TV show. The show nobody wanted.
You know,
the movie everyone wanted, the show nobody wanted.
You know what I kind of wanted to see a little bit? And I maybe had way too high of hopes. Is I really like Ghost Rider.
Yeah, and I let you know that he was in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show.
Yeah, and that's why I think we're gonna head up and watch that one because I think that's our next step.
It has a lot. So there was this whole we'll talk only talk about this for maybe 5 minutes. So or at the most. But there was a lot of failed Marvel shows and shows that got licensed out to other places that didn't make it so well. Like there's the Runaways did okay on Hulu. You had Cloak and Dagger, which ran 2 seasons on some random streaming service that nobody's ever heard of. You have a lot of weird X-Men shows Legion and New
X-Men
Mutants
too.
And stuff like that. The New Mutants movie was supposed to to come out 4 years ago and hasn't come out yet.
Jeez.
Then you have the worst, the critically acclaimed worst thing that's ever happened that's still technically part of the MCU, which is the Inhumans, which had a, so it was ABC doing it, and they had a, like, theater release for the first episode, and in, like, that's what they did for, like, their, like, first episode debut was at the same time it came out on TV, you could watch it in theaters, and everyone hated it so much, it season got canceled before episode two. Like,
oh,
the whole show
God.
Got canceled
the
before episode two.
The pilot just flopped.
But, like, what, the weird part is that the Inhumans is about, like, Black Bolt and all these characters from the Inhumans, but Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is also, has a lot of Inhumans in it, so I was like, why didn't they just bring that stuff into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or turn that show into something else? I don't know. It was weird, but you should watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because it's got a lot of cool stuff in it, and I would say that it's by far the show that references the MC, the movies the most, and yeah, it directly has characters from the movies in it.
And one of the cool things about that was that it was the episodes were releasing along the same timelines as the actual movies, so if like the season finale would end, one of the movies came, I think it was like Thor Dark World, and then the next season picks up and they're cleaning up the fight site and like referencing what was happening there.
Well, I know Coulson has like a huge point in time in that series, right? He's kind of a big character. Agent Coulson.
Yeah, and after Winter Soldier, that show gets really crazy because it's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, dude,
basically
yeah,
because
S.H.I.E.L.D.
apart.
Now isn't S.H.I.E.L.D.
Right.
And that's probably where the show picked up for me. I liked the show. I watched it for a long time, and then that was where it really got crazy was when, you know, like watching it, you go see Winter Soldier, you come back like, well, what the hell's going to happen to S.H.I.E.L.D. now? And in the show, the next episode, the next week, was like, well, shit, what the hell happened to S.H.I.E.L.D. now? And I was like,
That's awesome.
And the closest things the Netflix shows ever did were like vaguely referencing, like they'd be like, oh, after that crazy thing that happened in downtown New York, or like, you know, after Sokovia, like that's as close as they would get to any kind of movie reference in the Netflix shows, which was because you're in like the New York's Hell's Kitchen like area kind of thing with that whole series. So
yeah, but it's also it kind of makes sense because they're kind of removed from that, like those specific characters. But it made sense for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to be more prevalent in those storylines because that's what S.H.I.E.L.D. did, which is be involved in everything
in the background,
and
just kind of hanging out.
Be Hydra.
and also be Hydra.
One last thing, one scene that actually picked up for me, just to throw back, because it only just now popped in my brain. I liked that they kind of did the little reference to the most recent Captain America comic series in Endgame.
Oh,
when
that's right.
Cap was in the elevator and he's like, "Hail Hydra," and they're like, "Oh." So
yeah, that was nice.
That was a big thing for the comics because the most recent, if I believe it's the most recent, Captain America run, they tried to turn Cap into an actual Hydra agent.
No, he was a sleeper Hydra agent, they took over the United States and locked a bunch of heroes off of Earth and inside of New York and took over the entire like world with Hydra, and it was a whole crazy arc. But yeah, he definitely, and then they Tesseract fixed it, so he wasn't.
Yeah,
but it's okay. Everything's okay now.
Basically, it had turned out that Captain America was part of Hydra all along.
And I'm just like,
that was the story,
man.
But then it was only like a fragment of his personality, or like it was like a phased thing because
they used the power of writing to make it go away.
I wouldn't call it writing, but yeah, okay. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Sorry we went long, but there's the Marvel movie stuff.
I'm sorry, Kendrick.
I thought 25 minutes is okay. Like, I didn't realize we were supposed to stop right at 20.
It's not. We're coming up on 30, dude.
It's 28. That's 3 minutes more. I rounded down a little bit. Get off your high horse and end the episode already.
Stop
talking.
Like,
comment, subscribe.
Ready?
Now.
Bye.
Stop listening now.